Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
All right. Good morning. This is Mason County Judge Jerry Bearden giving the report of the regular meeting of the Mason County Commissioners Court. Court met on February 22nd, 2021 at 8:45 a.m. Everybody was glad to not have to slip and slide. It seems like we all survived the cold weather, got some pipes busted. We learned how to go without water and showers and commodes for a while. Hope everybody came out of it okay, probably a little bit better than people did in other communities. But we just think sometimes between COVID-19, burning down a courthouse, and a blizzard, we're just glad to be alive. Had 10 items on our agenda this Monday. It was the first thing we did was approve the payroll and pay the bills and approve the minutes. And then we had our reports from our departmental heads since we had gone through this little issue last week with having so many offices closed, and then we were going to the regular business part of our meeting, which was to authorize the county judge to advertise for bids for a bank depository. This is something that we have to do every 4 years, required by state law, and so I will put an advertisement in the paper somewhere around the 3rd of March to advertise for bids. We have to post this 3 times, and then different banking facilities can offer their bid up to be the depository for the county for the next 4 years. Item number 6 on the agenda was approving an equal employment opportunity plan. This is something we found out was necessary, required basically for some grants that some departments receive, especially the 452nd District Attorney's Office. We do have a equal employment opportunity policy within our handbook, but it also required the development of a plan, which was developed here in the judge's office and then approved by the Commissioner's Court today. I also had the Commissioner's Court approve the declaration of local disaster for public health and safety emergency that I had put out last week. The county judge's declaration only lasts for 7 days, and the Commissioner's Court approved this declaration of disaster to make sure that all the bases are covered in case we have a need for applying for in different areas, such as livestock deaths, individuals that are not covered by the president or the governor's disaster declarations. Then we got into the meat of the meeting, talking about our courthouse rebuilding concerns. And as we told the commissioners, or I told the commissioners, today we had several groups of people come in. We had the people from Gerloff Construction Company. These are the people that we have hired to put up the security around the old courthouse and to also be the people that will go through there, the cleaning up, the demolition, the carrying off of all the burnt materials. We also had the representative from Architexas going through and looking at the courthouse again, seeing what needs to be done to the old courthouse. But I guess the most important thing happened, we had a representative from the architectural firm, structural engineer, that examined the existing walls, the columns, and basically the shell of the courthouse. And after hours that he spent over there this morning, they came in and gave a report to us, and we're happy to say that their report states that the walls and the columns and the cement floor and basically the structure of the old courthouse is sound, and we can then proceed forward with rebuilding the courthouse as it was before and not have to tear down the walls and the things that we have that you see now. Well, it really thrilled me to hear this, and it made my day because we didn't want to have to tear it down. I think with all of the things that we're looking at going forward, we'll be able to rebuild this grand old lady as grand as it was once before. A couple of other things that we did discuss, the Commissioner's Court will be meeting again in a special meeting on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock to visit with the officials from the Texas Association of Counties concerning our insurance processes. And then on Friday, the Commissioner's Court meets again in a special meeting with engineers and TxDOT aviation officials to go forward with our airport project, which has been on the book for a long time. So we're ready to see this go forward. It's just been something different. 2021, it's not 2020, but it sure has got our attention. But we'll survive it and we'll get through it. Thanks again to KNEO for carrying this broadcast. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the KNEO Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEO 95.3 FM and KNEO 1490 AM and KNEOradio.com. For more KNEO Radio Podcast, including KNEO Sports, visit KNEOradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.